20. At the post office. Dialogue 1.
Excuse me. Could you tell me which line I'm supposed to stand in to buy bubble wrap and to post a package?
You can buy the bubble wrap here, but you'll have to stand in line over there to post your package.
Oh, that's a really long line. How long do you think it'll take to get through all those people?
It takes about 3 minutes per person, so it'll probably be about an hour's wait.
Can I buy stamps here?
Sure. How many would you like?
I need 30 for my Christmas cards.
Are you sending them abroad?
20 of them are going abroad to China and America.
Do you have any going anywhere in the EU? If you do, those are less expensive.
No.
Okay. Here you go. That will be £18.72.
And the bubble wrap?
That's another quid.
Thanks a lot. You've been very helpful.
Dialogue 2. How can I help you?
I'd like to send this package to China.
Would you like to send it surface or airmail?
What's the difference between surface and airmail?
If you send the parcel with surface mail, it will take about 2 months to arrive, whereas with airmail, it will arrive in 7 to 10 days.
That's a big difference. I suppose airmail will be much more expensive.
That depends on the weight.
How much will it cost to send it airmail?
Place it on the scale, please.
Okay.
That's 500 grams. It will cost £10 for airmail.
That's not bad. I'll do that then. Does that include insurance on the contents of the parcel? Or is that a separate fee?
That's separate. It's another 50p.
Okay.
Just fill in this customs form. Make sure you press hard so that the information transfers to all three papers.
All right. Do I need to put a return address on the package?
Yes, that would be ideal. If the package doesn't make it to the recipient's address, then it will be sent back to the sender.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.